Well, good morning once again. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. We have two scriptures which will serve as our text this morning. First one's taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, in verse 45. Why have you not brought him? And the second, from John chapter 18, in verse 12. The officers of the Jews arrested Jesus. So what happens when you try to arrest God? The record in the scriptures will lead us to the answer to that question. Our first text deals with what happens when the attempt to arrest Jesus is a blatant failure. And our second text deals with what happens when the attempt to arrest Jesus seems to succeed, but yet fails. So let us take each text in its context in turn and draw our applications. First, why have you not brought him? An arrest that fails completely. Jesus had gone up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And the heavenly scholar taught the people about true doctrine, righteous judgment, and his nature as the Messiah, the Christ, fully God and fully man. And this arouses anger among the Jewish leadership until finally we read this. The Pharisees heard the crowd murmuring these things concerning him. And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. So Jesus continues to teach undeterred, speaking of his death, his ascension, and the coming of God, the Holy Spirit, with power. So the officers who were sent out failed to arrest Jesus. And then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why have you not brought him?" And the officers answered, "No man ever spoke like this man." That's pretty amazing. But remember, this only works for Jesus. This probably will not work for you if the Woonsocket police come knocking on your door with a warrant and you begin to read the scriptures. They may enjoy the reading of the scriptures and believe those things, but they're still going to come back to the station with you. But with the Lord, things work themselves out a little bit differently. You see, friends, you can't arrest God. Now, I know that today, you and I cannot physically do this. But some folks will try to spiritually arrest Jesus. They'll try to stop him in his work. Throw up roadblocks so that the Lord will not be able to arrest them of their sin, or so they think. Many folks like to shut him up into a compartment of their lives, to put him away, lest they need to make a faith decision about him, and a decision to repent, forsaking sin, and forsaking sin's lifestyle. When you try to arrest God, you are guilty of at least five things. First, you accuse him of wrongdoing. Nobody seeks to arrest someone that they know to be innocent, unless, of course, they have an evil personal agenda. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Jesus had come with love to save the very officers who would arrest him. And he has come in the same spirit to you. Yet many even today would accuse him of wrongdoing, even though in him there is no sin. You know, if Jesus were here today, and he said the same thing that he said then when he was walking the earth, if he said in the public square or on a college campus or in the public school, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife and the two shall become one flesh? Would they not accuse God of hate speech and seek to arrest him? But the Lord has never done any wrong. He only desires to release every man, woman, and child from sin's power. To release you from the grip of Satan and sin in your life. Second, when you try to arrest God, you are confounded. The Son of Man has come to give you eternal life. God provides you with your daily food, your daily bread. He cares enough to tell you the truth about all things. He has given you the Bible. He has instituted his church. He has blessed you with your family. And he only speaks the truth. Jesus said this, many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. In three chapters after our text, here they go again. Therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hands. Once again, they failed to arrest Jesus. Third, when you try to arrest God, you are exposed as unjust and self-motivated. The Jewish common people saw right through their hypocritical leaders. Now, some of them from Jerusalem said, is this not he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly and they say nothing to him. To the rulers, know indeed that this is truly the Christ. Friends, these Jews, they lived in Jerusalem. They rubbed elbows with their elite folks there, the Pharisees, the members of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council. And they saw right through them. Friends, other men, especially those closest to you, especially those in your own family, in your own household, will see right through you. And God will surely see everything in us all perfectly. You see, arresting God is a fool's errand. And we would all be wise to let him arrest us in any and all sinful ways. Fourth, when you try to arrest God, other men cannot be counted on to help you. We had read that the Jewish leaders had their officers go arrest Jesus, and they had confidence that these officers would follow their orders. But at least on this occasion, they didn't do it. You see, rebellious people are going to rebel against you. Perhaps you, being the rebel, will not find cooperation from those who are more fair-minded than you. If the Lord of all himself cannot count on men, how much less can you and I? We read in the record, in the second chapter of the Gospel of John, that when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Fifth, when you try to arrest God, you are acting beyond your authority. It's kind of funny when you think about it. But consider that we've all done it. We read this in the book of Romans. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment upon themselves. For many, rebellion against God is simply one aspect of an individual's rebellion against all authority. You cannot arrest a police officer, but he can arrest you. How much more so are you not able to arrest God? You haven't got the authority. So far this morning, I fear that I have left the rebel with a little bit of hope yet. One says, "Preacher, have you not forgotten that Jesus did get arrested and that he was brought to trial and that men did as they wished with him?" We read in John chapter 18 and verse 12 that the detachment of troops and the captain of the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. In this, they seemed to succeed. They arrested him. They bound him. They scourged him. They killed God. And in doing so, they thought that they were doing God a favor. And they buried him also. But he rose again. And this taught them that you cannot keep the good God dead. He always rises again. If you seek to suppress him, if you refuse to pray, if you refuse to read God's word, if you refuse to keep company with God's people, if you refuse to forsake your sin, you may put him away for a little while, but he shall rise up to convict you again. You will not win that battle. And if perchance you do, you shall go to the place of perdition. and lose all. Our God is risen from the dead, and he will always rise up again in your life. And therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. If you're his child and you've gone astray, your God in heaven, your advocate, the second person of the Trinity, is still alive, making intercession for you. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is wholly harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For he did this once for all when he offered up himself. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. So friends, put down that weapon. You cannot arrest God. If Jesus has in fact arrested you this morning, receive his peace. Release your anxiety. And give to him your all this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We are truly thankful that you have all authority in heaven and on earth and over our lives. We thank you that you have always acted on our behalf, beginning with dying to pay the penalty for our sins, even while we were your enemies, with saving our souls, teaching us the way that we might walk in it, in all of the great and wondrous things that you have done and shall ever continue to do for us on our behalf. Lord, you are the great and the holy God, awesome and mighty in power, and no man can say to you, "What are you doing?" No man can arrest you or arrest your works. And we are thankful that we can trust in the fact that no man, not even ourselves, can arrest the work that you've done in us. Lord, we pray that if there be any root of sin, any path of sin that has been searched out, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that you will arrest sin's progress in our lives, and that you will give us holy boldness, a spirit of faith and a spirit of repentance to move forward in your service, to walk in your holy purpose and plan. Lord, may we be a light to those around us, not rewarding evil with evil, but rewarding evil with the good. We thank you for your example and for how you love us, though we are yet still in the flesh with the sin nature. Thank you for your Spirit in the resurrection, through whom and through which we may overcome. In Jesus' name, amen.